This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Jimmy Hart.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hey, you've got Terry Funk here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Bojo.
Hi, this is Christy Annie, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
And anything. It's still real to me, damn it. With your host.
Are there any assholes in the building?
Tim Stein.
The head asshole in charge. That boy is an asshole.
Make
Quote the Raven, eat my short.
Will.
Hey, yo.
And the Omega
of the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to WrestleTalk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, the post-Christmas edition. I hope everybody got a whole heap of great gifts and us looking at the leftovers going, I don't want to fucking eat that. Joining me tonight, we have the man who is packing more artillery than the US military, otherwise known as the Spud Guy.
Totally, and I added to my artillery list today.
Oh, good lord. And of course, not joining us at this point in time is the Omega. We have lost track of him. Maybe his Transformers ganged up on him at Christmas and beat the crap out of him. We do not know. However, we do have the head of the Wild Talk Radio Network and probably the grumpiest man in all of showbiz, Mr. Tim Stein.
I'm not grumpy. God damn it. What the hell are you talking about?
Nobody gives a fuck, Tim.
Exactly. Nobody gives a fuck. I'm not grumpy. I'm just, I don't know, set my ways. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a December 26th Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. Hope you all had a good Christmas, and y'all got what you wanted, but more importantly, that you had the opportunity to do something that I didn't, which is spend time with your family and your loved ones. That's what Christmas is all about, and for me, I haven't had Christmas yet, and I won't have it for a few more days. That's another story. At the top of the evening, we pretty much opened the podcast with a song that you might have heard once or twice before in the past. The song was called Lover Girl, and the artist singing it was Tina Marie. And breaking news, just found out about an hour or so ago that unfortunately she was found passed away on December 26th. So a little bit of a tribute to her makes.
I blame the Christmas turkey.
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be ironic to find out that she passed away the same way Mama Cat did from the Mamas and Papas, you know, choking on the Christmas ham. But
it was a ham sandwich.
I know, but it's, you know, Christmas. You got to fit the mold, you know? So, yeah. There's a bunch of echoing happening on the line, just so you know, Rocket. It is coming from you. I just thought I'd let you know that. But that being said, we don't want it to be a downer tonight. We're basically doing the last WTR Sunday night of 2010. Is it just me, Spud, or has 2010 just, like, flown its ass right out the window?
It's just you.
It's just me. So it was a long year for you.
I think it was a long year for pretty much everybody besides you.
Oh, what do you think, Max?
It hasn't been a long year, hasn't been a short year. It's been nice and cruisy, and it's taken its time.
Just an average year.
Pretty much.
Pretty much an average year. Yeah, well, I don't know. It just seems like every year the years go by quicker. And I don't know if that's a sign of old age, but it probably is. And I figured I'd better say it before you guys had the fucking chance to.
But then that's taking away our fun.
That
oh, well, we can just do it on CB radio anyway.
Yeah, like you did last night, you fucker. If you missed it earlier tonight, Johnny Cashmere was live on the air with Life is Callous. And his guest tonight was the creator of the A&E TV program Hoarders. Spud, do you know anything about this show?
Yes, that show's fucked up.
It is a little bit messed up, isn't it?
Dude,
yeah.
I was worried. I'm watching it, and one of the episodes they were in Ohio, and honestly, I know the house that they were at, because it's probably about 20 minutes away from me.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know, you know, the family or anybody, but I knew the house because we always drove by it. We're like, Jesus Christ, why don't they fix that up? And to see they're listed up stacks of magazines that date back to the 50s in this house, right?
Wow.
And pulling them out. And underneath the stack of the magazine, they find bones, remnants of a cat.
Oh, my God.
And the woman goes, oh, that's where the kitty went. And I'm like, oh, my God, you didn't recognize the smell of decaying animal?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's kind of messed up. So you probably would have been rather entertained to listen to the doc. 45, 50 minutes she graced Johnny Cashmere with on the show tonight. And that's going to be archived a little bit later on tonight. So if you missed the show, you might find it really, really interesting. It'll be in the WTR archives. And like I say, it should be up all pretty much within an hour of us being off the air. And if you missed it, geez, you know, it's very entertaining interview. Very, very good. She just seems like a really nice lady. And make sure that you catch the archive of that. But
I was busy having a Nerf war.
No, yes, I heard that you are now not just scruffy looking, but a scruffy looking Nerf herder.
Sort of.
Ah.
I did Christmas with my dad today. We went and saw my dad and my aunt and stuff, and we did Christmas with him, and he got me and my wife separately to a gift card apiece to Kmart/Sears, because Sears now owns Kmart. And afterward, I went to Kmart and bought another Nerf gun and two more chains of ammunition and the batteries required to run my Nerf gun.
Uh-oh. So how many D batteries does it take?
Six.
Six D batteries?
Oh, yeah.
Is this thing powerful, or does it just use a lot of juice?
It's three rounds a second.
Three rounds a second. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can get rid of a 25 dart belt fairly quickly.
Wow. So that's basically it takes 9 volts to run this goddamn thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a company that makes these things called Mana Potions. It's like a nerd energy drink. Mace will know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I know.
They make nerd energy potions. The guys from Mana Potions modded one of these things out and put a LED shot counter on it and painted it and put a heavy duty motor and spring in it in the firing mechanism.
Damn.
And made it so it would fire up to 500 rounds a minute.
Whoa, dude. Well, I would probably take 3 9-volt batteries and rig them up on that thing, see if I could break a window.
Well, that's what they did. Was they used a 9.6-volt, an RC car battery to power it.
Yeah.
Which to me is just a bit insane because my airsoft gun requires a 9.6-volt battery.
Damn. Mace, did you get anything like that? Powerful and potentially destructive?
No, not at all. I ended up getting a couple PS3 games, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, well, that's kind of boring.
Yeah, I know. But we've had it rough this year, so we couldn't afford big, elaborate gifts.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been there, done that, gone through the whole thing. So, well, as long as we're here and talking, guys, why don't we talk a little bit about wrestling?
I have to bitch for just a moment.
Please
Mace
do.
Mace will understand this bitch. Have people forgotten the basic tenets of crowd control and WoW? Moon is always sheep, you dumb fucking mages.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, the change from Wrathful Witch King to Cataclysm, changing mechanics in dungeons, of course it's pissing people off.
Well, we're in Grim Batol, right? What symbol has always been rogue step? For the majority of the time.
Nipple.
The nipple or the purple diamond, right? So the tank puts up the nipple and puts up the moon. I go and snap the nipple and walk away. The mage proceeds to sheep pull the nipple and leaves the moon target up.
It would be nice and handy if we had a show with Geek Talk that we could like put this on.
I know, but I'm just saying, for all you people out there who listen to Wrestle Talk Radio and play WoW like Mason and I do and play a mage, learn to sheep the moon, you fucking morons.
I personally don't have a problem with nipples, but that's a different story. Anyway, speaking of nipples, the first little topic we're going to talk about tonight involves The Miz, kind of.
Oh, it's not best tag team in wrestling?
Jackass.
You said nipples.
Yeah, no, that's the second hour. Just hold up for a minute, will you? All right. So what do you guys think about the use of Jerry Lawler lately on Raw, and, like, pushing him a little bit further into the forefront, Mace?
This could be a way to, like, give him a farewell before they boot his ass out the door. I don't know. It's been good enough that it's got The Miz over a bit more, and it got over a segment with John Cena last week. Other than that, I don't see much more into it.
Oh, do you think it's a smart move by WWE, Spud, to use somebody like Jerry Lawler to help push The Miz?
Yeah, because I think Miz, Miz and Lawler, I think Lawler's a very good yin to Miz's heel Yang.
We don't want to know anything about Mrs. Yang.
Right. They work really well together. I think that Lawler was, and people forget this, and even I kind of forgot it, and I'm starting to get a little bit of a healthier respect for the Miz. Lawler was a heel in that very same mold way back when. So, you know, I think the way, you know, Lawler can kind of understand the gimmick that Miz is trying to get across a lot more than most other people can for the simple fact of Lawler's been there. So, I think it's kind of perfect for something that Miz is trying to get across, and I think they work really well together. My line went blank for just a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, a little bit of a subtopic, but as far as The Miz and his heel persona goes, what do you think about their use of A-Roy? Do you think that he's helping, or are they using him too much?
No. He hurts the gimmick. I think, honestly, he hurts the gimmick. And it's not that he's not competent. It's that he's kind of been given this spotlight that he didn't earn or deserve. You know, there have been plenty of managerial mouthpieces over the years that have, you know, taken the forefront in an angle, but they deserve to be there. Cornette, Hart, you know, Bobby Heenan, the list goes on and on. Those guys had the respect back then and deserved to be in that angle. A-Rai, you know, is just, Alex Riley, I don't think he's that great of a wrestler to begin with. And personally, the type of heat he gets is not the proper kind of heel heat that you want for that type of angle. You know, it's just, it's a real kind of nasty heat he's getting at times.
The wrong kind of heat.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it's X-Pac heat, but it's the wrong kind.
Yeah, not quite X-Pac, but getting damn lovely and close, at least. What do you think, Mace?
Yeah, I'll agree with Spug on that one. A-Rod's not really doing anything. He's sort of there to be an excuse or to be almost like another weapon or something to take... I'm having a blank spot too.
Yeah.
it's post Christmas, man. It's all the Christmas food and the leftovers have destroyed my brain.
It's all the tryptophan left over into your system from gorging on turkey, I guess, maybe.
You don't eat turkey at Christmas.
Maybe you
silly Canadian.
You're not.
Hey, I didn't make fun of you for being Canadian. I just called you silly.
Yeah, but you had to throw in the fact that I was Canadian.
I had to throw in the fact that
I was silly. You said I was a silly Canadian.
Anyway, speaking about silly Canadians,
I don't know how this segue works, but what the fuck. Do you think that if they turned Alex Riley into a bodyguard type a little bit more along the lines of Virgil, where he only does the dirty work when, you know, instructed to, like Virgil did, would that work for him better?
No.
No, he's got no intimidation factor.
Absolutely.
He's almost, and I hate using this so many times, but it's like the old Warner Brothers cartoons with the two dogs. You had the big butch-looking bulldog one that would
Spike!
Go across, and,
Spike,
and then
yeah.
You got the little yappy thing that runs around him.
Spike!
Hey, Spike, want to go bite somebody? Want to go bite somebody?
Yeah, that's the one. That's A-Roy.
Okay.
That's A-Roy.
That'd be kind of funny if they came out tomorrow night dressed up like Spike and the Little Fucker.
Dude, I would laugh my ass off.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Well, last week it came out with the three ghosts. What, you know, like the ghosts of past, present, and future. That was kind of flat, don't you?
Not funny. At all.
Here's the thing that kind of bothers me the most about A-Roy is that he has absolutely no direction. And the thing is you can see the talent there, you know. It kind of reminds me of the way The Miz was 4 or 5 years ago when he first broke into the WWE.
Well,
you can see the talent there. But the problem is that unlike The Miz, A-Rai has no self-propelled direction. Because The Miz would take his character and go where he wanted to go with it. Yeah, it was sometimes at the direction of the WWE, but you could tell he was kind of pulling the strings the way he wanted to pull them while doing the stuff scripted for him. A-Rai doesn't have that. He doesn't do it. Alex Riley can't do it.
He hasn't got that particular kind of mojo to his makeup.
Yeah, he doesn't have that skill set.
Okay.
I think he would be more useful in the angle if he did, but I don't see how somebody without that skill set is automatically just going to get it, no matter the people teaching it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, that's a good enough critique, I think, of ARI. But getting back to Jerry Lawler, do you see them using him in any kind of further, not even a program, but you know, call it skits or whatever, with the Miz?
I would love to see it personally.
Well, here's something to throw out there. During the title match that he had against Miz on Raw a couple weeks back, we saw Michael Cole interfere, and Jerry just started going to town on his forehead. What about things coming to a head between Cole and Lawler at the broadcast table, where either Lawler or Cole, in a fit of stupidity, challenges Lawler to a match leading at a match at WrestleMania? Would that be worth it? Because you know that we'd see Michael Cole get his ass handed to him by the King. Would that be worth it to you?
Would that be worth it? Yes, but would it ever happen? No, because Mike... No.
Oh.
But the thing is, that requires the Michael Cole character to have balls, which we know he doesn't have unless they're the ones resting on his chin while he's fucking off the Miz.
There you go. So he would have to be goaded into it somehow and maybe have the Miz accept for him. Or something like that for that to even work. But would...
Let's say the Raw GM gets involved.
There you go. But at WrestleMania?
No, hell no. It'll be a Raw show thing.
It'll either be Raw or it'll be like No Way Out.
One of the lesser pay-per-views.
Yeah, I could see that. I think we're setting up for a match between... I honestly think there's going to be something involving Michael Cole in some sort of in-ring action very soon, just kind of okay. Looking at the tea leaves and the writing on the wall, because I don't think that he's going to be behind the Raw desk for much longer. And I don't think Jerry Lawler's going to be there for much longer either. I think they're going to start bringing in some of the newer guys to do it. I could see Cole, something involving Jerry Lawler and Cole, kind of like a career match or something.
Interesting. Well, here's a thought. Getting back to where I brought up Alex Riley, and right now he's superfluous, and they're having him do shit just for the sake of having him do shit. What about he winds up butting heads with Lawler at some point over something for some reason, and the two of them have a match at WrestleMania. Does Jerry finally, you know, deserve to finally have a WrestleMania match?
Didn't he have one a couple of years ago? I thought he had one a couple of years ago that he was in a WrestleMania match.
No.
I could have sworn he was. I don't know. I would say yes, Mace.
Well, he deserves a Mania match, but if there's anything that you're going to make as a Mania match, it's going to be Lawler versus The Miz. But seeing as The Miz will probably be going into WrestleMania as the champion, it's not going to happen.
See, I disagree with you that Miz is going into Mania as the champion.
No, you think he's going to drop the title at any point soon?
I think he's going to end up losing it at No Way Out. Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose it there. I really do.
They call it New Year's Revolution.
No, it was No Way Out.
Yeah.
But I
was just going back a few years there, Spug. I was just going back.
That's a way back.
Yeah, 2006, over 4 years ago. 2007 was the last one, I think, as a matter of fact. But, so, Jerry Lawler, we've established, in our opinion, he deserves a match at WrestleMania. The only question would be his opponent.
You know, I will give you just a quick aside. If Miz is still champion at going into Mania, I could see Lawler having a match with Alex Riley.
Okay. But what about what Jersey Girl says in the chat room there? The current rumor will be Cena versus Miz for the title at WrestleMania.
I don't know why.
Any opinions on that one, Dave?
Well, considering we're probably expecting John Morrison to blow his chance at Royal Rumble, yeah, there could be a chance of Cena, but it could be more Cena has the belt instead of the Miz. Miz getting a rematch from losing at an Elimination Chamber.
Well, the thing is, he's finally joined us. Why don't we ask Omega what his opinion is pretty quick?
Oh, you want mine now?
Well, that's because
tomorrow.
Just called in. I mean, you just showed up late, so we couldn't ask you earlier.
This is true. I'd be very silent if you did.
Yeah, so.
Were you sleeping?
No, two girls wanted to go see Tron with me.
Is that what they're calling it now?
That's what they're calling it now, Holmes.
Okay, one question. Do you?
They're both eager to ride my light cycle.
Oh, ironically, yeah, there you go. Ironically enough, do you guys know what I have Omega listed as on Skype?
The pimp of the WCR network, because it's certainly not you.
No, read the Skype.
I don't want to. I'm playing WoW. I'm a little busy.
You dumb fuck. But you see that it says Omega Tron, right? A little ironic.
I don't. I have full screen. All 18 inches of my computer monitor is taken up by World of Warcraft right now.
Yeah, we got it. You're playing Warcraft. I wasn't talking to you, you ding-dong. I mean, you eliminated yourself from that question automatically.
It was the statement you made. Did you see how I have him listed there?
Yeah, that was a general statement to those who aren't full-screening World of Warcraft. And getting all pissed off about nipples and shit.
Fucking mages.
Omega, I think they might want to do a special OTL to talk about this.
No.
You got to catch the first 10 minutes of the show.
It's actually about a half hour in.
There you go, yeah. And we're about a half hour in now. So before we take our first break of the night, guys, John Cena, he's now free from Nexus, and he's back with WWE, like he was really fired in the first place. But, you know, and, of course, last week got into dueling fat jokes at the expense of Vicky Guerrero with Jerry the King Lawler. Now, did you find this funny, or was this absolutely horrible and obese people everywhere should be up in arms?
Oh, I freaking loved this.
Yeah.
I thought this was the funniest moment of the night.
Okay. Vicky's so fat, when she wakes up, she does it in sections.
I don't know. It's very rare that we see a wrestler actually interact with an announcer other than, you know, threatening to come down there and knock somebody's head off. I thought it was just hilarious. I mean, because we know Lawler for those, you know, quick jabs during commentary. You know, they actually spotlight it for a change. You know, I thought that was great. It was a great way of using him and getting Cena a little bit of very rare crowd support.
Yeah, like 100% unanimous crowd support.
Yeah, it could only be against Vicky Guerrero.
Or Lita.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. The way that they hated on Lita when she left after the whole Edge thing, yeah, you could only have unanimous crowd support for Cena if he was making fun of two people, Lita or Vicky Guerrero.
There you go. But what did you think about
whoever got popular making fun of Lita?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not even going to say a damn thing there. I think Rock just said it in the behind-the-scenes chat, Omega, so take it for what it's worth. But line of the night during that whole thing was the Kings. You know, Vicky Guerrero is so fat, her bathtub had stretch marks.
No. It had to be when God said, let there be light, he had to ask Vicky Guerrero to step sideways.
Step out of the way, yeah. Now, one of the reasons for bringing this up is that there are people who are offended by this. Jersey Girl in the chat room is not one of them. Jersey Girl's not one of them. She even just said so. According to her, she is, and I quote, obese. She was laughing her ass off, thinking it was funny. There are some people who are extremely sensitive and
insecure about the whole fucking thing, and I don't know if you guys read JR's blog on a even casual basis, but apparently after he first remarked on this exchange and he said it was really funny, he got a whole avalanche, a snowstorm, if you will, a blizzard of emails condemning him for finding something like this funny when he should be sensitive to it.
I will say this. I will say this. The majority of fat people around the United States are fat because they can't put the goddamn fork down.
And they can't stop eating fried foods. That's
exactly
the number one cause of American obesity, is your love for fried food. Collectively speaking, of course. Now, don't get me wrong, that's not a shot at Americans or you specifically. But
no, I'm not,
I love fried food myself, but I have the discipline to stay away from it. I've been to the States on several occasions. I've got family that lives there. And anything that they can throw into the into the fry pan and fricassee, they'll do it.
Now, we're the country that invented the fried Twinkie.
Exactly.
Dude, I've
never had one.
I've,
remind me, when I come to the U.S., I got to try one of those.
Oh, they're good, but holy fuck, they'll kill you. Go ahead, Spug.
Dude, I've seen fried Oreos.
Yeah.
We got fried Mars bars down here.
Yeah, fried Snickers I've seen. Yeah.
I've anything that you can throw into a deep fryer in the United States has done it. And
you know what
I've
seen? here's the one that will kill you within a week. Fried butter.
Seen that too, and I'm not really sure how the hell that happens.
They cornflake crumbs first.
No. They super freeze it so that when it fries up, it doesn't melt instantly.
Still, and here's the thing though, and for the people who are offended by this little back and forth, and offended by what JR thinking it was funny, and offended by what Cena and King said, shut the fuck up.
Like Mace has a tendency to say, get yourself a glass of harden the fuck up.
Seriously, half of these people can't put the damn fork down long enough to type out a response on the interwebs from their mother's basement.
Yeah. this is too damn true. But I'll tell you, let me just give you an example of one of the main differences between Canada and the United States. Now, I personally think this is retarded and ridiculous. We know it's bad for you. We know it's decadent. We know that if you eat three a day for a week, you're going to fucking die. We don't need to be given a warning. When that KFC chicken sandwich, what do they call that? You know,
the double down.
When the double down was finally introduced into Canada, Health Canada issued a warning. Do not eat more than one of these a month or you might suffer a health problem.
They weren't lying though. That's the sad thing. Like, that thing was horrible for you. Like, beyond horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's to the point now I'm wondering, should they issue things like that down in the States? Just like they do with the drug commercials, where you see this it's a 45-second commercial, and 35 seconds of the goddamn commercial is warning you about potential side effects nowadays. Maybe they should do that for the Double Down commercials. Potential side effects of the Double Down include frequent diarrhea.
Frequent diarrhea, stroke, heart attack, muffin top, spare tire,
yeah,
double chin, triple chin.
Don't forget death.
Yeah, death. No, I can't stand it when people get offended about shit. There are certain things you can get offended about, right? I mean, there absolutely are certain things to be offended about.
Yep.
But the majority of, like, the groups that get offended about making fun of fat people, well, I tell you what, don't look like such a goddamn slob and stuff your face with any type of food you could find, and we wouldn't make fun of you.
Well, here's the question. Aren't fat people, and I use the term in quotation marks there, aren't fat people the last visible minority you can actually get away with making fun of and not have a group like the NAACP on your ass?
No, no, I would disagree. Midgets. You can make fun of midgets.
No. No, actually, I've seen midgets get mad. I've seen midgets get...
They have, yeah, they have a...
Because they'll never find out.
They have a little spokes group.
I've seen midgets get mad, too.
Yeah, they have a little spokes group for they're not midgets, they're little people.
They're little people, and they're awesome little people. I called Omega, what was it, Christmas Eve?
Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve. I had to work for a little bit, and went in to work, and I got to deliver a pizza. One of the last deliveries of the night was to a little person, and I was all excited. Like, all kinds of excited.
Well, that led me and Mace to have a couple of conversations on Skype text messaging about midgets, and maybe we'll let you know about that after we're off here, because I don't want to offend anybody.
No, I just, like I said, I'm like some, all right, and some people who are on the heftier side really can't help it. They really can't. You know, some people are fat by genetics. That is a given. There are some people who are just big by genetics, and they exercise, they eat right, and they may not be able to be at their ideal weight for their height at all. Like, just not physically possible. Those I understand. Like, those I get. But those people who are 300 and 400 and 500 pounds because they can't put down the Snickers bar?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Like, if you're fat by choice because you're a lazy freaking slob, then yeah, you're gonna get you're gonna hear the jokes, and that's all there is to it, because it's your own damn fault.
Right.
Yeah, there's no point. Yeah, you have no reason to get pissed off at something you choose to eat.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree with that at all. But taking a walk.
I have a little thing that I like to say. Self-infliction gains no sympathy.
I like that.
That goes for tattoos, piercings, and people who complain about their weight.
Wait, you don't have tattoos or piercings, do you?
No.
Not well.
Do you complain about your weight?
Oh, Mace is like I am.
Yeah. I made peace with my weight.
There you go.
He gets along with me.
He made peace with his weight in Reese's Pieces.
And you say I have bad jokes. Holy Jesus.
I was doing my Tim impersonation.
No, you weren't. That was worse than I would utter. I mean, I wouldn't come up with that.
No. That was along the lines of what you would utter, my friend.
Apparently not, because it didn't. You did. So there. But anyway, from the fat jokes, what we saw was CM Punk leaving the announce table and attack John Cena. You guys looking forward to CM Punk John Cena feud?
It's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
Nope.
What about you, Mace?
I can't wait for it to happen. It's going to be awesome.
Especially
given the way that Punk's been on the commentary disc lately. And, you know, he needs something fresh to bring him back into the fold, so to speak, and this is exactly the thing to do it.
Well, I know something you don't know.
What is
I watched SmackDown, he attacked him again.
No, well, they are on, SmackDown is going to be in Cleveland on Wednesday. And the main event for SmackDown is Edge, Kane, Big Show, and Punk in a Fatal 4-Way Steel Cage match.
Okay.
And there was another advertisement that I had heard from Pittsburgh, I think it was, which is going to be a filmed SmackDown, and Punk is also going to be there as part of the SmackDown roster. Now, of course, card subject to change as always, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Punk goes back to SmackDown.
Okay, well, yeah, like you said, card subject to change. That's the
there has been rumblings out of head office at WWE that they're doing a lot more brand crossovers leading into WrestleMania.
Well, I think that's when they're going to end up reuniting it, isn't they? Aren't they?
Well,
no, the brand split is going to stick around, but they're doing a lot more guys interfering on other shows and stuff like that. So
yeah,
you'll probably see Cena rock up at SmackDown to get revenge against Punk.
Yeah, the word on the street is they're ignoring the brand split until sometime in the middle of January. They're gonna essentially ignore it, and you know, they will cross that line back and forth from one to the other. So we could see CM Punk on SmackDown and still have a feud with John Cena.
I would like to see them. I think they're going to end up, if they unify the titles, I think they're going to end up getting rid of the brand split entirely at WrestleMania. Because at that point, it really makes no sense. If you unify the title like their plan is, and we've heard it's been, at the point in which you're going to do that, it makes no sense to have the brand split anymore.
Well, it's been our contention that it's made no sense to have the brand split for pretty much 2 years after it took place. And here we are still almost 10 years later, still with the brand split.
I really don't think that brand split is going to exist for much longer after they unify the title.
Well, it would be nice if they got rid of it completely, but I guess we're just going to have to hold our breaths and see. Personally, I think a CM Punk Cena feud would be it'd be a good feud to see. But that being said, hey, everybody, it's time for us to take our first break of the night, 46 minutes into the program. You'll listen to WTRS on the Night Rush Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere on the way back. We're going to talk a little bit of Jeff Hardy, Cabal, and more news and notes from the world of professional wrestling. We'll be back right after this.
Are you breathing?
Quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show! So tune in! Listen! I demand it.
A moment you won't forget. Don't miss out. Tweet your friends right on their wall. Spread the word for a can't miss moment.
Yes, I'm glad Rock's recording because this will be probably one of the only times you'll ever hear me say that I was actually impressed by Mr. Anderson tonight. He did very well. They set up the Jeff Hardy Splash in the Corner thing, and at the last possible second, Anderson gets up, grabs Hardy in a power slam, drops him down for a quick two count, and I was impressed, sir.
Join Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Welcome back to Wild Wrestle Talk Radio here on WCR Sunday night. Believe it or not, Will is here. We can all rejoice.
Yay, motherfucker!
Left turn!
Ooh.
What, that makes
sense? That run.
On the 12th day of TV Radio, Christmas gave to me.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! What the hell was that?
That was an instinct. For
gag reflex.
Gag reflex. What, did you see a picture of Lita?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ra 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 ra. Tis the season to eat jewelry. Ra 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 ra.
On behalf
no,
of
no,
Asian
no, no.
listening everywhere, I am offended.
Please
no,
be
you're
offended.
Not.
No, you're not.
Not in the least. So, welcome back, everybody, WTR Sunday night. Yeah, you heard him say, hey, welcome back. Will, how the hell you been?
What?
How was Christmas?
Christmas was better than I expected.
Did you get a computer?
Say that again?
Did you get a computer?
No, I bought one, though. Now I'm just waiting for it to clear.
Oh, well, there you go. At least you have a computer waiting for you. What do you mean, clear?
His bank account. He's waiting for it to clear his bank account.
Is that true, Will?
Pretty much what, yeah, what Spud said. Only it's it was on a prepaid card because I'll just keep it short. Somehow my mom's bank account doesn't have her card anymore, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, well, we won't dig any further because it won't matter.
I think Mace Rock and Omega got to hear it last night, so.
Okay, so basically, now, did you talk about it on the air or after on the post-show phone call?
After.
Oh, okay. So it's not available in the archives where you'll find last night's edition of CB Radio.
No, but the 12 nights of CB Radio are.
Yeah, I heard about that. And there's, by the way, going to be a staff meeting after WTR Sunday night, guys. Just let you know.
So?
Oh, geez.
Like, we've cared about what you've had to say in those staff meetings before.
Hey, I bought fresh pink slips. I don't want them to go to waste.
That's fine. You can start firing motherfuckers, and guess what? You're not going to have a network. You're going to be stuck.
I don't want to see your slip, Tim.
Before you start kissing his ass, Omega, let me just say, you're going to fire us all of your good talent, and you're going to be stuck with Cindy Sin and Maverick.
Oh, fuck, no. He's going before anybody else's, I'll tell you that.
Just saying. If you start threatening to fire people, you're going to be stuck with Cindy Sin and Maverick.
And by
hey,
the way,
on. Hey, come on, let's not be so hard on the bloke. He does have an interview this week on Running the Ropes that nobody will listen
no,
to.
No, no, it's not even this week. It's not till January 14th. It's
hey,
not
at least he's promoting in advance unlike other shows.
He wants
we're
to
talking,
make these three we're, listeners, that's all.
We're talking to you, Alan Mojic.
And by the way, Omega, that was a pretty weak joke coming from you. I'm a little bit disappointed.
I didn't sleep well last night.
It's the jet lag from the tryptophan, isn't it?
I don't think any of us slept well after that horror last night.
I didn't even sleep well last night, but I have no excuse. I wasn't listening to the show. Anyway, let's get back to things we're talking about. Firings. Cavell, right before Christmas, released by the WWE, Future Endeavor. What are your thoughts and your reactions to this one, Spuck?
He asked for it. He asked for his release this time, so.
Now, the question is, did you know when you first heard that he had asked for his release?
Because I first heard about it this afternoon, so yes.
Okay.
Because it was in the article.
Okay, what about you, Mace, when you first heard about it? Did you know he asked for his release?
When I first heard about it, no. All I heard that he was released, and the reason being that there was nothing left for creative to give him. That eventually finding out that he asked for his release because of that reason.
Okay. So not a big deal. This is just business as usual, and the guy who wins NXT decides.
2 days before Christmas, though.
Well, you know, he asked for it. That's the thing that negates that right there, don't you think?
Yes. Absolutely.
He's like, fire me, bitches. I don't want to be here. Okay, see ya.
Yeah, but the counterpoint to that is that they dedicated an entire season of a TV show to build him up, and he barely gave them any time to actually do anything with them. Of course, they're not going to have an idea for you at all times. You know, every now and then, you're going to have lulls, especially when you're new. You know, it was like he expected to be in a program at all times, and that doesn't always happen. You do have to play the game for a little while, and it doesn't sound like he was willing to give it a chance.
I think to Omega's point, he's right. But I think with Cavall, low key, whatever you want to call him, Brandon, his you know, if we're gonna go the Alan Mojic route. I think that he carries a certain amount of arrogance with him.
Yeah.
Because of his time on the indie scene and his reputation that he has on the indie scene for being an extremely hard worker, and just expects to go into the WWE and be top notch and be one of the top guys.
So basically he's got a swelled head, and that's what led to all of this, and WWE recognized it and said, screw it, whatever, see you later.
I think he's got a swelled head, but I think that comes from him, and maybe WWE did go, you know what, all right, later.
What do you think, Mike?
I think it could be a consideration of, you know, they built him up, and all of a sudden, creative turn around and gone, oh, shit, what are we going to do with him? We have no idea. Sorry, Cavell, we've got nothing for you. Oh, you got nothing for me? Well, fuck you. I think it's about 50-50 on both parties.
Okay. What do you think, Omega?
Yeah, I'd probably have to agree with that one.
So it's pretty much, well, you want to leave? Okay, good riddance.
Yeah, we don't have any ideas for you, and you don't want to be here, so, yeah, it's payroll.
Okay, so, Will, what do you think? Cavall is dead. Do we see Low-Key, and do we see him back in TNA?
Probably not TNA, no. I figured he'd go over to the indie scene where, you know, people actually want to use him.
we could have the return of Senshi.
Oh, didn't he ask for his release on TNA, too,
mm-hmm.
when he was Senshi?
Yeah, he did. The thing with Low-Ki is he is not going to get a major spot in a major company for two reasons. One, his size, which is unfortunate because he's a phenomenal worker, and two, because of and two, because of his attitude.
Yeah. So basically, he's he comes from the Teddy Hart school of I'm better than you, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. And you have guys like that. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well. I agree. It's rather unfortunate. So, well, there you go. Don't be surprised to see him turn up in AAA in Mexico or even going back to Japan, guys.
Who knows?
Comments?
Good luck to him.
Okay. Get the fuck out!
And that's all that matters. All right, there you go. Hey, we talked about this already at least once. Jeff Hardy, somebody accusing him of being stoned during his matches.
This is a new revelation?
No, not really. But, you know, the revelation being TNA has basically turned a blind eye. They know about it, and they say, fuck it, whatever.
Could have been
Jeff
plain.
Hardy can do what he wants.
And in other news, the sun came up today.
There you go. Well, in some places it did, but not the Eastern Seaboard.
No, it did not.
There apparently has some Blizzard Geddon or something like that, whatever they're calling it. Stormageddon. That's it. Stormageddon.
Stormageddon. Some stupid winter storm name.
So, yeah.
Big lot of fucking snow.
Yeah,
They're getting hammered over there.
Yeah. But, so yeah, it's no big revelation to certain of those, I hesitate to say in the know, maybe we could say in the suspicious, that he's been out there, absolutely blind hammered. A certain individual, initials are BB, who does a lot of booking for TNA talent at indie shows and such, actually was on a podcast talking about this. And saying that Ken Anderson, if he felt like it, has a very strong case to sue TNA for absolutely everything they have because of the concussion he suffered at the hands of Jeff Hardy, who screwed up a chair shot to the back and planted one in the back of Anderson's head.
Jeff Hardy is a danger to himself and a danger to others within that ring.
I think that probably the best thing to happen would be for him to get put behind bars. Just to paraphrase what I'm being said to in a separate Skype window here. You know why there's no snow down in Orlando.
Jeff Hardy sniffed it all.
Jeff Hardy keeps snorting it all.
Because it's fucking Orlando.
Yeah, well, it's down in Florida, which is really close to the equator. That would be one reason. Let's stay away from logic. We're talking TNA wrestling. What the fuck are you doing? Anyway.
Wow.
But anyway, there it is. Yeah, the report saying Jeff Hardy is stoned out of his fucking tree for half his matches. That's why they turned him heel, and that's why they're keeping him away from the fans. That's the rumor. Now, of course, after he got in shit from TNA higher-ups and doesn't want to lose his rather lucrative position as a booking agent, the guy whose initials are BB, just in case that helps anybody figure out we're talking about Bill Barron.
I was like, BB, what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to actually mention the name Bill Barron, but his initials are BB. Anyway.
No.
Yeah. Nice one. He backtracked on another podcast like a week later saying, oh, no, you took my words out of context, not what I said. Dumbass, listen to the fucking archive that's up there for posterity for until the interwebs actually fizzle and get taken over by Skynet. You did fucking say that. No amount of spin doctoring in the 21st century is going to get you out of something you said that
has been recorded for the world to hear. We're not as stupid as our parents were.
I don't know about that. Some of us are pretty fucking retarded.
Well, leave Maverick out of this. Anyway, he's the exception that proves the rule. You see how I knew you were going there? Anyway, I don't know if you guys follow Twitter at all or have seen any of Jeff Hardy's tweets or watching the Grape Eating TV show with Jeff and Matt, but Jeff this past week tweeted that, basically he hasn't ever wrestled Stone, and if you're saying that, fuck you. Thing is, if you saw the tweet, you would be positive that he was fucking blitzed out of his mind when he posted it. There are no spaces, no punctuation, no capitals, no nothing, and it looks like some kind of 8-year-old girl posted it.
That's every single one of his tweets ever.
Which leads you to think that perhaps maybe you should quit lying to yourself before you quit lying to the rest of us and get some fucking help.
Timothy.
I'm just saying.
Timothy.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Hardy getting help is like Lita going through re-virginization.
You just made up a word. Omega, does that qualify?
No, I didn't. It's a Catholic thing.
Okay. I was looking at the humor aspect, and I just wanted to clear with Omega if that qualified as a Lita joke.
It's still a little thin with the reference, but I'd count it.
Okay, so you're just on that side of the line. It worked. Go ahead.
Revirginization is a Catholic thing in which a woman, if she stays abstinent for 7 years, can be called a virgin once again.
So that's where the term 7-year itch came from.
I guess.
Maybe. Who knows?
Either,
I don't know.
Either that or Lita's skeevies.
Ew! You're just gross!
Yeah.
Hang up now, you're gross! So anyway, yeah, there it is. We've now got some news and notes from the wonderful world of professional wrestling. I don't know if you guys heard about this, I just found out today. TNA Reaction is not listed on Spike TV's schedule for January. Now, it was announced last week that next week's show will be Reaction's quote-unquote season finale. Now, while nothing has been confirmed, it would seem like the show is taking a break before it gets canceled. The feedback, Omega.
Whoopee.
Like, who fucking cares?
Does anyone really care about Reaction other than, you know, it's an excuse to actually take up, you know, the, you know, 10 minutes overrun?
Interesting hypothesis. Mace, do you ever watch Reaction at all?
I'm lucky enough that the Australian version of Impact is full all the way to the end of the main event, so no Reaction here.
No Reaction. Will, do you ever pay attention to it?
Honestly, I am someone who bothers watching that shit every Thursday after TNA. And while I liked the idea at first, when they started using it to throw the endings of main events and entire matches onto it, not to mention forwarding, just pushing nothing but bullshit on the entire thing, I was ready for it to get canceled.
Yeah, well, I've seen TNA Reaction twice, and I wasn't impressed either time. The first time, it was just after it debuted. And, excuse me, the other time I saw it, was I'm watching TNA Impact. I had nothing better to do. And the main event goes over. So you'll see the rest of the main event on TNA Rash. So I stayed and watched it, you know. And yeah, it's like you were saying. I mean, they're using the beginning of Reaction to justify going over their time slot. And the only reason they're doing that is to try to draw the people into watching Reaction in its entirety after the match is over. People are saying, whoa, no, it's tired, it ain't working, it ain't getting through. Put it on the shelf. We'll come back to it maybe in February, Omega.
It's also a benefit to Spike TV, so they don't have to schedule a 10-minute delay in every other show that they're going to play.
Yeah.
USA has the benefit of being a network big enough to be able to do that, not so much on Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're honestly drawing the ratings right now to justify, you know, shifting an entire night's schedule just for the overrun.
Okay. Well, any comments, anybody else?
I think the thing that just really did it for me with reaction is the fact that they put on that Guns versus Denny empty arena match in the middle of a show that's supposed to be for interviews and shit, when, you know, it would have been a whole lot fucking better to put it on Impact, because it was the only decent fucking wrestling that week from TNA.
Okay. So, reaction being basically put on hiatus, and we don't care, much like Johnny Crack Corn. Is that that's the safe bet?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, there it is. If you watch reaction, you're one of 50 people who will have to find something else to do after Impact goes off the air. All right, so it looks like Triple H, they're talking about him coming back to WWE television in the very, very near future. Omega, good news or bad?
I'm not sure how it could be bad news. They're kind of desperate for star power right now. That's pretty much as big as you get.
Okay, now the expectation is he won't be working a full-time in-ring schedule, because he's retaining his office position as quote-unquote senior advisor under Vince McMahon. Good news or bad news, Spud?
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. Hey now, my boyfriend's back.
Only part-time, that's the thing. Disappointing, or does it matter at all? The fact that he's back is enough, Nace.
Good on him. At least he's working out his future with the company.
Okay, well, there you go. Basically, he's already been poised to take over for Vince whenever Vince kicks off or decides to not bother doing it anymore. And he's
quote-unquote trips down the stairs.
Again.
I will say this, in all seriousness. It's good that he's going to be back, and you could ask my wife this. I called it on Monday night when Sheamus was doing the whole King Sheamus bit. I was like, in the next three weeks, you're going to hear the famous chords by Motorhead, and a very pissed off mustached man is going to come out and whoop the shit out of Sheamus.
So you figure it's going to be a short program, long program, what?
I think it may... I probably would guess that it may start at Rumble, and if Triple H has his druthers about it, it'll go to Mania.
No. What do you think, Mace? Do you think they're going to hold off on this confrontation? Because there's no way of Triple H actually beating Sheamus without killing some of Sheamus' momentum?
I reckon it'll probably go to Mania as well. Bring him back as mystery number 857 or mystery number 31 in the Royal Rumble, have him eliminate Sheamus or something, mm-hmm. and then we lead into the feud at Mania where we have Sheamus comes in and goes, blah, 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 I'm the true King of Kings. Triple H comes out looking like Conan the Barbarian yet again. Hit him with a sledgehammer, give him pedigree, and then tell him to get the fuck out of the company.
There you go. Okay. So you think that they're going to hold off until Royal Rumble to bring Triple H back, or are we going to see him on Raw maybe even as early as tomorrow night?
I reckon they should hold. If they want to do it properly, they hold off until the Royal Rumble. If they want to do it stupidly, they put it on Raw.
Okay. And what are they famous for?
Stupidity. So we'll see it on Raw.
So there you go. Probably not tomorrow night, but the first, second, or even maybe third show of the new year, you figure?
Mm, No, I reckon if they're going to do it, they might as well do it next week, and then they can... The final roar of 2010, and you have Triple H standing over the top of Sheamus going, "Rah, look at me, I'm big and scary."
Spit water like nobody else can.
Pretty much.
Yeah, nobody spits water like that, dude, I'll tell you. So here you go, yeah. So everybody, Triple H coming back to a TV screen near you sometime in the very, very near future. Now, Mace, you pointed this next little news item out, and it was already in the notes, and it's scheduled for now. Awesome Con, former TNA Knockout, got arrested this Wednesday, didn't she?
Yeah, by the sounds of it, she got arrested due to some sort of licensing issue.
Yeah, in other words, she didn't have one.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to think if this was when she was actually going down to crash the ODB family Christmas or not.
Well,
she did. She crashed ODB's family Christmas. Supposedly, Awesome Kong crashed the party because she was in the area.
You know, it was like a case of hell, girlfriend, let's get drunk.
Pretty much.
Now, isn't it a bit excessive? Okay, so you're pulled over by the cops, and you get arrested because you got no license. You want to get out of jail? It's going to be $1,000 bond.
I don't know. That's something about you Americans. You get caught without a license, you're told, pull the car over, get the fuck out, and walk.
Yeah, same up here in Canada. Your car gets impounded. You got to go get your license and go to the impound and pay $150 to get it out. Then
oh, no, we don't even impound it. You're told, doesn't matter whether you've got the keys in the ignition or not, get the fuck out of the car, close the door, and walk.
Yeah. No, up here they
impound. We don't give a shit if your car's stolen later or not. Fuck you. You don't have a license.
Yeah, no, up here they impound it just so they can get that money. It doesn't cost $150 to hold on to your car for 3 hours, but they charge you that. And then after you get the car, you got to go and see the judge in court and pay a $275 fine for having no license.
Fun.
Yeah, there you go. So, you want to comment on driving without a license, Will?
I've never done it before, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I driven without a license and insurance. Oh, boy, that was $5,000 later, Omega.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was worth it.
After the fact, I would have to say no. But, sure, you know, at the time, I thought it was funny. Because I was, like, tipsy when they pulled me over and made me walk home. And they didn't, you know, I got off without a DUI. I got lucky. So, yeah, I'm laughing my ass off until I sobered up. Then I was pissed off.
That's the thing that always gets me when someone gets, like, okay, why would, if you're driving without a license, why would you do anything dumb enough to get attention?
Yeah, you gotta wonder, how did she get pulled over? In my case, it was just a standard, typical, common, everyday, let's run his plates and see if he did something wrong. So they ran my plates, discovered that the car wasn't registered, I had no insurance, and no license. So, basically, our PSA to you is don't drive drunk without a license.
If you have a license, though, have fun.
And if you do attempt it, make sure you don't get caught.
Yeah, use the name Will McConnell. Tell everybody you live in Indiana. That's okay, is
I
it,
hate
Will?
You.
Okay.
No, it's not. Fuck off.
Yeah. That being said, the most hated man on WTR, we'll debate that at the year-end WTR Awards coming up. You're going to find more about that as you stay tuned to the network. Everybody, we're going to take our second time out of the evening. We got more coming. We're going to take a quick look at the year in review, and then we got Quick Hits. Everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
You said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're going to be in trouble. Hey, love. Coming up to you.
On Sunday, January 30th, 2011, the entire wrestling industry will converge to Boston, Massachusetts for the 2011 WRAs. It's the biggest public award show for the wrestling industry, and it only happens once a year. The voting booth is now open. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com to vote up to once per day for all of the coveted titles, such as Wrestler of the Year, Interview of the Year, Best Pro Wrestling Talk Show, Match of the Year, Hottest National Wrestling Babe, and many more categories. If you are in the wrestling industry and would like to participate in this year's festivities, either live or via Skype, for priority accommodation, please contact showdownnews@aol.com. We will see you on January 30th. For more information, please visit WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the War Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cig. I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. It's a fucking lame. It's motherfucking lame. Dude, the Godfather of me. Dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Damn, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy in slightly darker complexion than I am.
You have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know, I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now, goddammit. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, it fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway for this.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. Because I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody
give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette since you're fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get fired by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome to a really, really late edition of TV Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, the man who is not just the producer, I am Sir Rockin. Sorry, couldn't help it. Every time I hear that fucking song.
I can't help but think of how WWE stole it from you, Rock. Rock.
Rock. That's his way of saying fuck off, old man.
Rock's not commenting. You up with the old man. There is the cook. Okay, we got
jungle, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was louder than crickets. That's all that matters. All right, everybody, you're in review. You all ready for this?
Yes.
All right, now, you all got the list earlier in the week. So, we're gonna start off with you, Spud. Most surprising relief.
Awesome Kong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know,
well, she was a very talented wrestler, and I figured that TNA, you know, a wrestling company, would have gotten rid of the douchebag who started all of that before they got rid of an actual wrestler. Apparently, I was wrong.
All right. Will, you got the list. You're ready for this. Will? Will's kind of sort of like disappeared or something. He's probably not back yet. So we'll go to you, Mace. Most surprising relief of the year.
Nobody's talking to you, Holmes.
Hey! I know you were there like 3 seconds ago. All right, Omega, your turn. And don't let me down. Omega, don't be a smart ass.
I'd probably end up going with ODB.
Okay. And
I mean, that was such, I mean, TNA, they were known, you know, some of their most popular segments was their women's wrestling, one of the best they had. Like, nope, not pretty enough. You know, Hogan hit the button and said, nope, doesn't look like my daughter, does nothing for me, gone.
Doesn't look like, okay. Well, most surprising release of the year.
I want to say MVP, but he asked for his release, so would that count?
No. Well, you know what?
Well,
actually, yeah.
But honestly,
can... hang on. Actually, yeah, that can count because you know, like the most surprising release is one you don't expect to happen, right? Whether they ask for the release or they're given future endeavors. You don't expect it. It's shocking to you. So if you want to pick MVP, go ahead.
MVP then. Because truth be told, most especially when Hogan came into TNA, I expected a lot of them.
Okay. Is Mace back yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay, most surprising release?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the guy who is finally starting to get a rise. He finally gets put into a video game, and then they get rid of him, Mr. Vance Archer. Nah, I'm kidding. Mickey James.
Mickey James. That's a surprise to you, despite the shit that she caused backstage, allegedly?
Yeah, again, that's allegedly.
Okay.
And pretty much all the girl is guilty of is trying to do something outside of wrestling, and then all of a sudden she found herself on the receiving end of a pink slip.
Okay. Tony O in the chat room. Guys, chime in on this one. He wants to know if Brian Danielson counts, even though he was rehired, even though we all determined the entire story was a work from the beginning.
He does not count because he got rehired.
Yeah, that was all storyline. It was all storyline. Well done storyline, since they let him work indies, but still just storyline.
Okay, so, sorry, Tony, doesn't count. Otherwise, it would be right up there, I suppose. All right, Omega.
Okay, otherwise, we have to count John Cena's firing.
Oh, yeah, let's, like, not do storyline shit. Moving on, next one, we'll start with you, Omega. Best announcer of the year.
Uh, You know what? I honestly want to say CM Punk.
Well, then say CM Punk.
I'm saying CM Punk.
There you go. All right, Mace.
I'm agreeing with Omega that this one goes to CM Punk.
All right.
Spug.
Michael Cole.
Michael,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Everybody says fuck you.
Have you been watching the shows muted for the past year, Spug?
Michael Cole, because he's so vintage.
And you work.
Can we do a vintage on-air hang-up? God, come on, Spug, seriously. You're just being a dink. Now, for real.
Seriously, Michael Cole.
Oh, okay.
Vintage
well,
drawing.
Oh. There you go. Will.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Nearly unanimous. There you go. All right. Tag Team of the Year, Spug.
Natty Titties.
Thanks.
My fingers.
I'm sorry, can't top that one. Can't top that tag team, seriously.
Oh, he's so pissed off right now. It's so funny.
but besides that tag team, I'm going to say Motor City Machine Guns. They've put on some amazing tag team matches this year, and they're an actual tag team.
What?
Oh, right.
The other ones aren't?
Omega.
Natty's tag team, the Hart Dynasty.
Damn it! I'm outvoted again. Son of a bitch.
And I think Grumpy hung up on us.
Did he really?
Oh no, not picking up.
Uh oh.
Well, just to end this, Will, best tag team.
Santino and Kozlov.
Well.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'm lying. I'm actually gonna pick the Guns.
Awesome. I think we're gonna take Rock's advice and have a quick break while we try and get Tim back on the line. If he hasn't like
good, I can finish
completely
my
turned his computer.
He hung up again.
you're listening to WrestleTalk Radio where we're laughing up a storm, but we're going to try and get Tim back after this break.
What happens when someone drunk dials TV radio?
Rock!
Fuck!
We decided we were going to go out, and I decided I was drinking, and I got fucked up. And I'm never going to get fucked up. Crazy little tipsy. My wife decided to be the DD tonight, so I'm going to have to give her a good fat fucking scroggin later. Show my appreciation. Peace, sex.
I'm going to go to BP, live on the air. Give me some cigarettes.
With no pants.
I should walk in there with a pants on my ankles and ask where the condoms are. No, I don't need parental supervision, Mom. That's a really mean looking black woman behind the counter. She might hurt.
My dear, back to Danny.
You stupid dog! Okay, when you sit there and wave at people that you're closed, and like, every fucking light is on, even your open light, what do you think that tells people? Yeah, but I can't walk in there without my pants on. I can't do it. I'm gonna do it.
I'm
going to say I don't know if you can
sober up
the
jail.
Hi.
Can I
pack
your head to the box?
Please tell me he has no pants on.
No, I have pants on. I promise I have pants on.
Aww.
I'm not going to...
The person at the
terrorist.
Do you guys have any condoms? There's a whole bunch of guys who have more VD than Luda.
One time.
I don't have three. The kids are taking the smoking machine.
If it weren't past 1 a.m., I'd buy me a bottle of Mad Dog 2020. I caught him thinking about Justin Bandanas, where he could jump dial all the time.
Tune in every Saturday around midnight to see who will drunk dial TV radio next.
Greetings, my fellow geeks. This is Mace of Otaku Talk Live, and I have come out here today to address you as one of you. What I have done is I have created a download-only podcast for those of us who want to sit there and talk about comics, for those of us who want to sit there and just talk video games, and for those of us who just want to sit there and bash the living crap out of movies. What is this called? It's called Bashing the Book. Who are you going to hear on it? Me! You get to hear me go on and on about comic books, movies, and games. So, think of it as a mini OTL, but with more Australians. So, that's Bashing the Book, available hopefully every Wednesday or Thursday, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. For those tuning in...
Who let the Joker on the show?
I was good. I had settled down. I was fine. Then Rock had to play that song.
you amused now?
Oh, I'm terribly amused.
I think amused is an understatement.
I find this funny as all hell.
Oh, that meeting after the show just got a whole lot more interesting.
Oh, I don't think there's going to be a meeting.
Not to blame. Not to blame. I take no blame in this.
Oh, I never said it was any of your fault. Can we continue, though?
Yeah, we can continue, since Tim seems to have been abducted by the Borg or something. He's still not back.
I think he's in a
Tim mad.
Tim mad.
Turn green. Currently rampaging.
Tim smash puny spug guy.
I have an arsenal. Bring it.
But in the meantime, we have a caller on the line. Welcome to WTR. Who is this?
Hey, gentlemen. Well, I guess if it's the evening going on, it's the Sci-Fi Wrestling Geek Walkie.
Walkie.
You didn't get puberty for Christmas, I hear.
Damn. How about Keegan and the Nuts to join me? No.
You couldn't afford to come over here and try.
Yeah, it's too long a trip over to go over there, so yeah, you're safe.
So, welcome
so what
to
do
the
you
show.
Want?
What's on your mind?
I figured after the events of the previous segment, and which are interesting, I thought I'd come and join you guys on WTR. And it's been really interesting discussion you guys had the whole night. And
up until the last 10 minutes.
But no. I just thought, I guess you guys' thoughts. Yeah, you guys happened to hear the whole charade, I don't know if you talked about this last week or whatever, of Eric Bischoff having to go apeshit crazy on some small internet radio show on Blog Talk. Did you guys happen to hear about that?
Yes, we discussed that last week.
Ah.
Yeah, we did talk about it a little bit last week.
I see.
And then we were quite happy to invite Mr. Bischoff to come over here and try and rip our heads off.
Yes, because I'm sure we're just like right up there on his list.
No, oh, yeah.
I don't know, but we seem to know people who can get a hold of him for us.
Oh, you got contacts, I see.
We got the hookup, yo.
Ah, I see.
Oh, shit.
Well, I find it funny because I remember I happened to, my brother and I saw Tron Legacy, which was awesome. And I was riding home with my brother, and I was checking up my droid phone. And
did you say droid? You gotta go to the hole. Just say droid.
Droid.
You fail. Shut up.
It's in the contract. You have to say it that way.
Yeah. I like the whole term to say droid. Yeah.
No, I.
Oh, sci-fi answer. I take it, you know, say, are you an iPhone dude, buddy?
Spug. Spug. I'm not a goddamn potato.
Oh my god, that was funny.
Special mood tonight.
I am not a goddamn potato, my friend. And yes, I am an iPhone guy. I honestly,
I like the iPhone, but an unfortunate incident where my iPhone broke to where I was forced to have to switch to get a droid. So.
That's because you can't use those things as a vibrator walkie.
Oh! You must know.
Hey, I bought the waterproof case for a reason.
Okay. I think we need to transition to something. We have another caller. Please introduce yourself to the freak show.
What if the caller's now?
Well, now that I came in with Spuggy, I gotta use that now.
Buddy.
Yeah!
Spuggy.
That is something.
Not a goddamn potato.
Oh, Spug.
Spuggy.
You know,
Spuggeroonie.
You know, you, You know we love you.
Well, most of the people on this phone call right now love me. There's one who lives in Calgary who wishes me dead.
Aww.
He's not on this phone call anymore, is he?
Or at least, at least my lips don't shut. One of the two.
And the only comment I need to make, and I told Tim this before, I guess he went off on because of the whole Natty tag team thing. I said the release, the shock release of the year was Juan Cena got released from his contract, because I would have loved to have seen John Cena in the freaking Mr. America mask.
Oh, my God.
You poor delusional child.
She has a great point.
Yeah. As horrible as that sounded, I did kind of want to see it.
Oh, it
didn't bother me one bit about Juan Cena. I think it's just a thing that happened, and then he just went away.
Dude, they fired him without putting him on TV. Such a shame.
What, you wanted a recreation of Mr. America from 03?
Hey,
that happened to Tazarni.
Hey, it could have been worse. We could have had Juan Cena versus the Amazon chick.
Hey, I was waiting for Hornswoggle versus Ice the Amazon.
Oh, hey, I'm going to sound mean here. At least you guys didn't include the angry Miz girl. She probably kicked ass.
Dude, it'd be like watching Bridget and Midget have sex with Mandingo.
Yeah, personally, I want to see Hornswoggle fall in love with Isis.
Bug, I don't even want to know how your brain works.
Oh,
I must
say,
it's a mystery of science, really.
I must say, I have to reiterate what I said in the chat room. Bug Guy is definitely in asshole mode tonight.
How am I in asshole mode?
He's not in asshole mode. He's in normal, everyday Spug mode.
Yeah, you don't listen a lot,
do
you?
What other mode is there?
How am I in asshole? No. You can tell when I'm being a prick, and I'm not being anywhere near prickish tonight. It's the day after Christmas. I'm happy. I'm having a good time. I'm not intoxicated by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned your love for Midget earlier, which I gotta tell you, I listened to the best of OTL, and I gotta say, I feel sorry for you.
Do you not understand how awesome midgets are?
Well, midgets are cool, but they're just like everyday people. And
sure, they're like everyday people, but I tell you what, when I hit the lotto one day, and I'm talking for like multi-millions of dollars, I'm going to buy me a troop of midgets. Put them in white overalls with orange skin and yellow hair, and they're going to be singing Oompa Loompa riddles for me.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're going to have your own, like, tag team of Oompa Loompas going around, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there you go. And have the Oompa Loompas in wrestling. Or how about those, what's their face from the Return of the Jedi, the little furry creatures, have them in wrestling.
No. We don't
need
Ewoks.
Yeah, Ewoks, thank you. Yeah, come on.
We need sand people.
Oh, hell, we already have a leprechaun. Why not have them?
The Jawas?
What the hell? That sounds like sci-fi, so why not?
It's Spug's Jawa, so they go, titties!
You're not making this easier on me. You realize this, Omega.
Oh, I'm aware.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, asshole.
We had a wrestling show here at one time. I remember those days.
Can we go back to categories, please? I'd like to buy a valve for $500, Alex.
Well, Bug, since you asked, Diva of the Year.
Oh, Christ. Why do you do this to me?
It amuses me.
All right. I have to be serious about this. God damn it.
Deep breath, Spud. Come on, deep breath.
Shut up. You don't realize what type of trouble I could get myself into here. You have no clue. So,
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been part of the network, so, yeah.
Okay. To be honest, Molina. Molina.
Okay.
Why?
Because she had quite a few damn good feuds during the year. I still remember the match at Mania where she wore that cockatiel outfit. I don't know what the hell it was. It was orange and yellow and red and kind of awesome. And
she was a still girl.
It was a really. I mean, she's done fairly well for herself throughout the year. So I would have to go with Molina. I would, in all honesty, had Natty been more involved in the actual wrestling aspect of things and not just as a manager as she was for the majority of the year, then I probably would have voted for Natty on a serious vote.
Hmm. Mace.
I'm going to go with Tara, because she's been a firm feature in the TNA Knockouts division for this past year. Even though she got fired at one point and then came back as the mystery motorcycle chick. But hey, she at least has been doing something in TNA, which is better than what the beautiful people do, which is...
He said firm.
Thank you, Butthead. Well...
Fuck, I don't know, Tara. For reasons May said.
Copycat, come up with your own, dick.
I don't have one. I really didn't care about the tits this year. They were underwhelming, and our favorite pair we're not allowed to mention because Spugs already ruined it for us.
Just pile up the evidence.
God. I don't probably agree with Spug and say Molina. It's a shame she had to get injured because otherwise she's been doing really well as, you know, just as a wrestler and personality.
It doesn't hurt the fact that she's a Latina hottie either. It really doesn't. There is something about the Latin women that is just amazingly sexy.
I do agree.
Can
I answer?
Sure.
Yeah, do our callers want to chime in real quick here?
The only one I was saying, I bet most of you think I'm saying Mickey, but I would say Katie Lee just because WWE never gave her, like, the ultimate chance to wrestle, and then she goes into TNA as Winter and is doing, like, this whole, like, stalking Angelina love thing. It's looking pretty good.
Well, I'll chime in and say that I've been thinking about this, and the only thing I could think of that would make sense to me would be a tie, and that would have to be Late Cool.
Wait, what?
No!
Rock, hang up.
Hang up.
Wait, what?
You've lost what respect we had for you, sir.
No, let me explain. I know
no.
I mean, with the whole thing with Tara, I agree with, and Molina, I agree with, but I think the way that Michelle McCool and Layla have done as far as their portrayal of May Cool, I think they've done a great job of being, you know, such, excuse my language, the bitch heels of
it. Are you gay?
last I checked, Mr. Spud, no. But no,
Again, Spug, I'm not a potato. And second of all, let me say this, dude. Michelle McCool is now Michelle, oh my god, Calloway. She's fucking one of the top guys in WWE.
I know, her and Taker are having one night and whatever. I know that, but I'll be honest with you, I think they're doing a good job in what they're doing right now is being heels, and you know, okay, no matter what politics on the side, it's that.
Can I ask you this? If Michelle McCool was not effing Taker, if she was not fucking Taker, would she be where she is in the company right now?
That's a good question. I'll agree to say that there's possibility that because of Taker that she's where he's at. But I don't know. That's really a good question. I think it's yes and no. It's kind of either way with me.
I am praying to God that The Undertaker just screws her like crazy and gets her pregnant so we don't have to see her anymore for like 9 months.
Well.
Please, Taker, please.
Well, you know.
So anyway, that's my thing, so.
I still reckon we hold the opinion of hang up on walkie.
We move on now.
God, walkie, you make me sad.
Can someone please take control of this show, please?
Feud of the year, people. I want to hear Maze first.
Well, I'm pretty much going to go with the one that's dominated our television for the better part of this year, John Cena versus the Nexus.
Really?
From debut to conclusion, it's been the one that's actually kept people interested in wrestling.
I could care less.
I would agree.
Fuck you all.
Well,
you know, despite as infuriating as the ending to the feud was for me, I'm going to say Punk versus Ray.
Creepy singing and all.
Yeah, the singing was really creepy. And I'm going to say Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, and it's a feud that spanned the better part of a decade on and off.
Well, at the very least, since the last WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And it was done fabulously.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah. I'd probably go with Shawn and Taker as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, does our Canadian friend want to make a pick for best feud of the year?
No.
No?
No.
You have to. You're a host.
No.
Uh-oh.
No, best feud of the year is John Cena versus Nexus. You guys can all groan all you want, but bottom line, that's what it is.
Well, you're agreeing with Mace, then.
You're agreeing with Mace. It's one of the best, I'll give you that.
See, I would have said Taker versus Michaels, except as Bugs said, it spans the better part of a decade.
It does span the better part of a decade, but the most recent installment going back to Mania of last year, for the first first Michaels Taker was phenomenal, and then going all the way through to the slammies and everything after the slammies and then the super kick at Elimination Chamber and all of that. Every time Michaels would corner Undertaker, you know, give me my match at Mania, and Undertaker would call me no and walk off. Just the whole build-up was classic. Just classic. And the only reason I wouldn't say Nexus versus Cena as feud of the year is because they had potential to make that thing one of the best feuds in wrestling history and failed miserably with it. They had golden opportunities to make at least 3 stars out of that feud and failed.
See, there's a sentiment I agree with there. I mean, that is why I end up picking Taker and Michaels, because
it lived up to all the potential that it could, whereas Cena and Nexus, yes, it's gone a long time. Yes, from a certain angle, it's gone well. But there is so much potential there that they could have used, and they didn't want to leave their little John Cena safety bubble that they have going right now.
Yeah, well, this will be one where I just don't disagree with you guys, because here it is, 9/10 of your references come from, like, the past decade, last year.
I never said
what happened this year. Yeah, I'm not saying particularly you, but the main defense
me.
So far has been Spug.
You guys as in Spug.
Yeah, pretty much. Spug opening his mouth and saying stuff that causes people to argue with him. How unusual.
I know, I kind of like Shawn Michaels' borderline insanity trying to get Taker another match.
No, and the reason why I say it's a feud that's been going on for the better part of a decade is that the feud has changed so many times. It's been going on longer than a decade, since 97. This is a feud born out of respect.
Yep.
And it's a damn good feud. And the thing is it's a culmination of it. Over the last year, has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I think you're going to see at the end, now we've seen Shawn Michaels retire, but I really think coming up at this Mania, Taker might be done.
Isn't it becoming tradition to kind of eliminate someone?
I don't want it to be, but I think that it's going to end up being that way.
But with that said, who is he going to face at WrestleMania?
I believe we've had this discussion 1,700 times. Can we move on?
Let's not go into that again.
Can we move on to our next
one
category? Move on to the next category.
Ken, do you want your show back?
No, Omega, keep going. Overruling wants to the show up.
Best moment of the year. Starting with Will.
I'm gonna go with my fanboy and say Michael's retirement speech the night after Mania.
Bug.
Moment of the year. I'm going to go along the same vein with Will and say the final moment of the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match at Mania, when Michaels made the throat sign and Undertaker tombstoned him.
Mace.
Well, I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan's return at SummerSlam, because despite what everybody was saying, yes, it was a work and everything, by the time it was getting to SummerSlam and those 90 days were almost up, we were sitting there going, okay, maybe this isn't a work. And none of you can say that, oh no, we knew it was a work the entire friggin' time right up to the last second, because everybody was buying into it. When he returned at SummerSlam, the pop that he got is probably secondary only to any reaction from Michaels and Taker at WrestleMania.
Tim, do you have an answer?
Best moment of the year, Shawn Michaels standing in the ring after the match was over, acknowledging the crowd.
I have to pick just out of pure schadenfreude and say Cena being forced to join the Nexus. I was laughing my ass off when he lost that match.
That was a good one, too.
Do our callers want to be involved at all?
Ed's coming back at Vessel. Ed's coming back at Royal Rumble.
I think I'll say Heartbreak, Shawn Michaels' retirement speech.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Most unused wrestler of the year. Tim.
Cabal.
Yeah, I think he proved that just before Christmas. But
not.
Desmond Wolf.
Yeah.
They still didn't say what happened to him, did they?
Uh-uh.
I think
actually,
the closest thing we've got was Magnus going... Okay.
Let me amend my answer, because I have two. Samoa Joe and Desmond Wolf.
Okay. Mace.
Like Spug, I have two answers to this. William Regal and Jay Lethal.
Will?
I'm torn between a variety of guys, truth be told, but I'll pick two and say Wolf and Christian.
Omega.
You know what? I only had one until you said that, so I will amend it to two, and that would be Christian and Gail Kim.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, time for our callers.
I'm going to have to... I'll go with two. And I'll have to say, I think, Bud, I think you said this.
Again. Again, I'm not a goddamn potato. It's Spud.
I said Spud. Open your ears.
You said Spud. It's
anyway.
And
you called him a potato. There's a G at the end, not a D.
Thank you, Timothy. Anyway.
Hey, at least he's not calling him a smug.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I'm going to have to say Desmond Wolf and Samoa Joe. I could say Cabal, but I think Desmond Wolf and Samoa Joe really beat that by a mile. I think they should have been used better than they went what they were. So those two.
I would say Gail Kim because they definitely are underusing her, and if I was her, I would have stayed in TNA. In TNA, I would say, probably Joe. Same reason.
Just way too much underused talent. I think we proved that.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Rock has a question.
The category was most underused wrestler, not wrestlers.
So?
Just pick
one,
not
two.
Just pick one. But
well, we're picking one from each.
No, we weren't.
Organization.
No, we weren't.
So that is why that's
no, we weren't. No, we weren't. We were just making crap up.
Moving on, I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, we're making shit up. You're the ones taking this seriously, Jersey Girl.
Okay. All right. Superstar of the year, Spug. Who are your three picks?
I have five. No, superstar of the year for me, and this is a bit of schadenfreude because I can't stand the way that he has become. But for everything that he has done during the year, I'd have to say John Cena.
Wow.
Hmm.
For them.
Oh, Will.
I'm going to say The Miz.
Tim.
your answer.
He did. He said the Miz.
Miz.
Did he? Okay, I wasn't sure if he just made it
necessary. Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. And you guys make fun of my age? Fuck you. I said Miz. Pay attention.
Hey.
Going with Superman John Cena.
To break the tie, I say Miz.
Miserable.
Caller. Chime in.
Go ahead.
I'll have to say Timothy. I'll say John Cena.
John Cena. All right. And Jersey Girl.
Orton.
Orton? Randy Orton?
Yeah.
So you're like Vicky. You can't pronounce the T either.
She said Orton. I heard it.
She said Orton.
Sorry, I'm eating.
She's eating. So when she's stuffing food, into her face, that causes that part of her brain to remember the T sound to go on vacation.
Fuck you too.
Oh.
Oh, he's just cranky.
This guy made us funny today. Oh.
No respect for the callers. No respect from the host.
And that leaves us with the final one. We're talking about the match of the year. And Omega, what is your choice?
Oh, God damn it. I'd say Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. Spud.
Shit.
I don't recall seeing that match.
You sure it was on every episode of Impact for every day this year?
Damn it.
Well, I thought that happened years earlier with Randy Orton and a Divas bag, huh?
That did happen years earlier.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Oh, God. I would say Michaels, Undertaker.
But?
I would say that, but when I saw Angle versus Desmond Wolf, that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, but Angle's Desmond Wolf, that happened, like, right before 2010, did it not?
No, it happened in September?
Of this year?
Yeah, that wasn't... That happened in 2010.
Come on, fact check that one, please.
That happened in 2010.
Because last year we were screaming that that was match of the year not once but twice after two pay-per-views.
I'm pretty sure that happened in 2010 because it happened after Bischoff and Hogan showed up.
The only match I can recall the two of them having after Hogan Bischoff was when Angle was working his way through the rankings.
I could have sworn it happened this year.
I'm thinking 2009.
Well, whatever. If it's not that, then it's Angle Kennedy, which did happen this year. And Angle Kennedy in the steel cage was absolutely phenomenal.
Wait.
Kurt Angle took on Desmond Wolf in 2009.
Okay, well, then I was wrong. Whatever.
But they also had a match in 2010, in July.
That's just the one I'm talking about.
No, they had one at a pay-per-view. I do because I remember screaming about why aren't they doing anything with this feud again. But
That was at a pay-per-view in July of 2010. That was the July pay-per-view, whatever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdown?
No, lockdown's
that's April.
Lockdown's April.
Victory Road?
I think it might be Victory Road.
Yeah. And the facts have been checked. So if you want to pick that one, it is it's valid.
It doesn't really much matter.
I don't remember it compared to the two matches they had at the end of 2009 because those two were off the hook.
The two at the end of last year were really good. I thought they were this year. But the steel cage match with Kennedy was a lockdown, I do believe, and that was with the key, and that was absolutely amazing. That match was phenomenal.
Angle tosses the key into the crowd.
Mm-hmm. That match was phenomenal. So I'm going to end up going with that one. Angle versus Mr. Anderson.
Okay, there you go. So who who's up next here?
Jeez, you take a short little break and you completely forget how to run this place.
I was wrapped up doing some fact checking. You shut up. Mace, did you pick?
I have not.
Well, then I think you should, just to shut Omega up.
Awesome. I am going with yet another Kurt Angle match, but it is Kurt Angle versus Jeff Hardy at TNA No Surrender, which was the time limit draw times two.
With the two overtimes.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. That's the one where Hardy fucked up the senton and broke Kurt's rib, which goes back to what we were talking about near the beginning of the show, Hardy working stoned.
True, but at the same time, it had every single one of us going, what the fuck, they're giving him 5 more minutes? And then 5 minutes later, holy shit, they're giving him 5 more minutes? Can we just keep this going all night, please?
Yeah, that did make for good storytelling in the ring. I gotta pick... we lost Omega. I gotta pick Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at Mania for my match of the year. What about you, Jersey Girl?
Yeah, the same.
Okay. And you, William Walker.
Well, I'm gonna have to agree with you, Tim. I'm gonna say Taker and Michaels for, you know, it was a good match, a good entertaining, fun, dramatic match that we'll always go down and remember because Michaels retired after that match. So, yeah, I'm going to say Taker and Michaels.
There you go. And, Will, I didn't forget you. I just decided to do things a little bit differently to, switch it up. It's your turn now. You get the final say in this one.
Just making sure.
Actually,
I wanted to say Michaels Taker. Then Spug mentioned Anderson Angle at lockdown, and now I'm torn. But with everyone else picking Michaels Taker, I think I'm going to pick Anderson Angle.
Anderson Angle for the final word, and there it is, the year in review, I guess you could call it. And at this point in time... The year in clusterfuck. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much to Walkie Walkie. It's always good to see you show up for a program. Thanks for calling in. And,
yeah,
of course... to our resident Jersey Girl, who we call Jersey Girl. Jersey Girl.
No problem.
Always appreciate it, love. All right, you have yourself a good night. We're going to end up the show here with the last little bit called Quick Hits, if you guys are ready.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hit.
Here it is, really quickly, starting at the very top.
Tim, before we go into that, you ever notice when I say let's do it, there seems to be some sort of echo that follows?
Yeah, it's really weird though. It doesn't sound like your voice.
Yeah, I know. I must be a really good ventriloquist.
Strange fucking shit.
You sound a hell of a lot like Tone Loc.
Who?
That's the rapper that remade Wild Thing. His name's Tone Loc.
Who?
Even Tim didn't get that joke.
Fuck.
And he's old. Anyway, go to Quick Hits.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you shut the fuck up about old. I'll fucking give you old. Anyway, Mace, your first question of the night. What's the one thing you hope Keane Abel do in 2011, and you cannot say not suck?
Damn it! What's one thing I would like to see TNA do? Have compelling storylines.
Compelling storylines. Yeah, well, that kind of sort of...
Well, okay. Compelling storylines, competent booking, pushing the right people who can wrestle and dropping the goddamn Immortal storyline.
One.
So in other words, you want them not to suck.
Yeah, you told him to say, don't suck. So.
I'm doing it the roundabout way.
In a very roundabout way. So, yeah, all right, fine. But who will be a surprise world champion in 2011?
Jerry Lawler.
Really?
What, you weren't going to say Bridget the Midget?
She's a world champion or something. No, seriously, I could see this angle between the Miz and Jerry Lawler ending with Lawler getting the title for, you know, a night or two. Which would be awesome.
There you go, a week. And then have a triple threat between him, Alex Riley, and The Miz. And Alex Riley fucking things around so The Miz gets the title back one way or the other.
Alright, now you have the Raw GM strip it off him because technically he's no longer a wrestler. He's an announcer.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a broadcast journalist.
You could do all of that.
So, well, there you go. Okay, so that's Spud's surprise for 2011. Omega, what's one thing you hope WWE will change in 2011?
Omega.
Outdated. Are you getting me?
Now we are.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Love Skype, Mike.
Skype is
so he's
not
trying
behaving tonight.
So you're trying to talk, but we can't hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's cutting out on my end, too.
Interesting. Turn the fan off.
Should I try to answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
The PG rating.
All right, get rid of it. Time for that to go. Will, why is a time clock important in an Iron Man match?
Sorry, I know why.
Well, we won't know when it's over.
Actually, Rock keeps taking my ranting from Thursday nights.
Well, fuck yeah.
If anyone was dumb enough to watch Impact this week, and I was, and in Iron Man act, it is my opinion that one of the big suspense factors is being able to see the time actively tick down so you know how close to the wire you're getting. When you don't have that, in what is already a 15-minute man iron match, you lose a massive amount of your, oh shit, where's the, you know, pick up and go here? Why aren't they trying to kill each other? And I know it has nothing to do with the question, but why the fuck would you have your first goddamn pinfall during a commercial break?
There you go. All right. Now, we're going to stick with you, Will, for question number two. What's your favorite wrestling movie?
Fuck, I actually can't remember any I enjoyed.
We're all whispering.
I'll go with that whispering. No, I'll go with that whispering I heard in the back of my head and say, Ready to Rumble.
Really?
Not
the wrestler
ain't better than James when it's involved in when he's involved in wrestling, man.
Omega, I've not seen the wrestler.
Dude, you've got to see the wrestler. I cannot believe you haven't seen it.
You are so.
I'm poor. I haven't seen anything from this year.
Well, you got a computer now. Download the fucker, Omega. Well, this is going to be fun. Become a fantasy booker. Come up with a scenario where Santino legitimately wins the world championship.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Here's the thing. It's Santino. There is no legitimacy to it. If I'm going to keep in character with Santino Marella, he has to stumble and trip into it every step of the way. Yeah, it has to be like the belt has been stripped off. There's no interim champ. You know, the belt is vacant right now.
So, okay, we're going to have qualifying matches. We're going to have, like, a fatal four-way for the championship. And it's going to, you know, Santino just has to, like, luck into beating someone like Sheamus or Miz in order to qualify. Just so it just seems completely stupid that he'd be there. And the finish would literally have to be something as dumb as, like, you know, say, like, Randy Orton's just flat out on the mat. Or we'll just say he just got laid out by an attitude adjustment. So it means he's not getting up. You'd have, like, okay, you have Cena and Barrett battling on the outside. Santino climbs to the rope, pretending like he's going to dive onto Barrett and Cena. It had to be something incredibly dumb, like, I don't know, Cena kicking Barrett as he's swinging a chair. Chair goes up, bashes Santino. Santino just falls down into the ring on top of Orton. 1, 2, 3, he's the champion.
Okay, the frightening thing is I was able to picture that entire scenario as you talked about it.
Yeah.
And it would be fantastic.
That is a legitimate Santino win, though. It has to be completely that shit.
That would be legitimate for Santino. Okay, we can accept that. Spud, what are three qualities a wrestling manager must have to be successful?
The ability to get yourself and your client over without stealing the spotlight from your client. A good crowd psychology, because you have to be able to work in unison with what they're doing in the ring. So a very good crowd psychology. And three, you have to have some sort of look. Jim Cornette had the suit tennis racket. Bobby Heenan had the golden gym suits, you know, the bedazzled gym suits. Slick Rick had the hair and the jerry curl and the suit jacket. Jimmy Hart had the bullhorn. You know, you have to have some sort of identifiable look to you.
All right, there you go. Now, final question of the night. Mace. Fuck, Rock, I hate you. If Tim Stein were a wrestler or a manager, what do you think my catchphrase would be?
I could have sworn that we've had this question before.
I think we have.
Not for Tim.
Pretty much everybody else but me.
What would be a Tim Stein catchphrase? Well, I can't say it's hanging up, even though that's what he does on this show when he cracks it. No, I'm not going to do that one.
Okay.
Can we go with what Jersey Girl said in the chat room?
No.
I like her answer.
No, Tim would never utter those two words.
Actually, I know what it would be, and it would be done on the same level as Vicky Guerrero's "Excuse me." You can't do that! You're not allowed to do that.
That's boring.
Get off my lawn!
That's just stupid.
I can see you yelling, get off my lawn. It's
I don't give a fuck. It's not my lawn. Walk all over it all you want. Fuck, piss in the bushes for all I care. I rent.
Fine, then we'll go with the all-fired.
Not to rip off Vince McMahon or Donald Trump, but all right.
Here you go.
Yummy vodka. All right, so there it is, everybody. Thanks for joining us here, December 26th, better known in Canada as Boxing Day, and better known in Australia as the day after Boxing Day, because it's already the 27th there. Next week, we'll do more shit on a Sunday night after Life is Callous with Johnny Cashmere. So make sure that you tune in and see what kind of dumbass shit we pull off on the next episode. Of WTR Sunday night.
Of us are still here.
Yeah, don't forget, this Tuesday night, Ellen Wojcik is going to do some name dropping around 9 o'clock Eastern You're going to have to tune in to find out who he's going to name drop about, because he never promotes in advance. You know what I mean?
Sean Oliver, this Tuesday night, for about 40 minutes. Tune in.
Okay. Sean Oliver, this Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. It's OWW Radio.
And
Wednesday.
Hold on. And Spud's making some football picks with another indie wrestler. So tune in for that. OWW
football
Radio.
Picks with an indie wrestler?
Yeah.
Wednesday night. Are you guys doing OTL?
Nope, not till the 4th.
Nope. All right, OTL on Christmas break. So is Anything Goes on Thursday night. Friday, Running the Ropes is going to give it another try and see if they can actually double last week's audience and maybe get 6 people in there who aren't members of the website.
We already gave Mav enough promotion last night. He had his biggest audiences coming on TV radio, which airs Saturday nights, midnight-ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where you heard us sing 12 Days of CB Radio.
There you go. And I have to admit, I think it's probably a good thing I was too sick to pay attention to the show last night. Everybody, have yourselves a great week. New Year's is coming before we get back here. So have yourselves a happy New Year's.
You'll see 125 on the 1st.
Yeah, 99% of you are going to be drinking. If you do that, don't drive.
Just call CB Radio.
That just be stupid. Sit at home and play poker and tune in to CB Radio Saturday night. That being said, have a good week. Goodbye.
That's a terrible ending, Tim.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in to WTR Sunday Night, another edition. Glad that you made it here. We look forward to catching you right here, same time, same place, next Sunday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. All of you, get off my lawn!
Much better.